But Donegal are victorious here in Ballyshannon. By the way, Kerry won the last four meetings between the two sides here in Ballyshannon. That has now been flipped around by the 2026 Donegal side, who have won here by 4 points, 122-118. For huge, huge parts of that game, Donegal were the dominant side, but they looked dangerously there, Brendan, towards the end.
Yeah, the brilliance, you've mentioned it, Sean O'Shea and partly Brosnan as well, but definitely Sean O'Shea. Some of the kicking he did just kept them ticking over us, and just shows you with the two-pointer, you know, we were well out of sight. You thought it was just a matter of cruising and taking the game, you know, finishing it out and keeping Kerry at arm's length, but they were right back in at us, and that goal obviously put them back in within a kick of a ball away from actually taking a point here. So that's a bit of a scare, and that's what I said from the intro, that the only thing maybe Kerry will take from us is that a weakened team actually gave Donegal a game, and for parts of it you could see the class of Donegal was different, but at the end, Oisin, what matters is the scoreboard, and Kerry were right back, as I say, putting pressure on us. So, you know, probably they'll take a bit more from that than us. You know, they look pretty ordinary at times, but they hung in there, and you know, a vastly superior Donegal team at the end didn't put them away.
But from a Donegal point of view, it's now back-to-back wins. The big two big sides, Dublin and Kerry. Yes, it is the start of the league, but Donegal there today played some super, super football, Brendan.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, the good, I suppose, the things you got to look at. You know, Donegal at times, particularly first half against Dublin, and we've seen them for large periods of the game completely boss Kerry. But then at the other end, there was a couple of fouls. You know, we didn't clear that opportunity for the goal, which we should have. So we were a bit of architects of our own downfall in terms of letting Kerry back into it. But listen, in terms of the start away to Dublin, home to Kerry, actually 4 points, absolutely brilliant. We've seen some brilliance from Donegal, but we've certainly seen that we're a wee bit poorer still at the back. When Kerry came looking for scores there, they were able to get them. That was an issue with Dublin in the second half last week, but we did enough. You know, when it came back, like Dublin last week in the first half, it came back to four. There was a wee bit of question being asked there. We pushed on, we did it last week, but of course the goal then was a big shot in the arm for Kerry and left that question mark. As I say, they came looking for a final score that would have tied the game.
Yeah, crucial parts of the game for us, no doubt. Dara Boyle's goal towards the end of the first half, and then what Langan did in those opening minutes of the second half.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. They were the platform, and I guess at that point, you know, 114-8 from the start of the second half, we Langan's 2-2 pointers and Finbar Roty scores. You were thinking then, you know, Donegal, particularly what we had in the pitch and what Kerry had to bring in, that we would increase that lead, us. And so you'd have to say Kerry made a fair fight of it after that, as I say, particularly with some brilliant kicks from Sean O'Shea. And maybe on them points, Oisin, you're thinking, right, I'll give away a foul, you know, it's just inside the 45. It might be that big of a deal. It normally wouldn't be. But with some of the Sean O'Shea there, that's the difference. And you were never thinking that those scores were going to matter. But of course, the Kerry goal and the points previous to that did mean that they'd come right back within three. So yeah, but it was a bit of a nervy finish in the end. You know, we were glad to see Michael Murphy popping that ball over the bar, which in terms of general play, it shouldn't have been like that, Oisin. But again, going back to what we keep talking about, the 2 point threats of Kerry meant that without half as many opportunities, they were able to keep others on the scoreboard. So that is the big danger in the modern game, Oisin. If you're giving players of quality, particularly Sean O'Shea, 2 point opportunities, they're going to hang in there.
Yep, yeah, big victory today. Listen, thanks, Brendan. As for Kerry, the All-Ireland champions were here very much under strength. They only started four of the side, which lined out in the All-Ireland last year. No David Clifford, no Paddy Clifford. There was quite a few players missing today, including Gavin White as well. But Sean O'Shea did kick 10 points for them. Tony Brosnan managed 7. Hemric got in with a point, and that goal at the end was scored by Joe O'Connor. But Donegal had 11 different scorers today. Michael Langan was brilliant again at the start of the second half with 4 points. Darrow Boyle got that goal towards the end of the first half. He scored 1-2. Finbar Roty and Conor O'Donnell, who started at different ends of the pitch, both stepping up with 3 points apiece. Patter Mogan, he got 2 today, as did Hugh McFadden. McFadden had 1 kick on target and he hit it as well, and that ended up in a 2-pointer. Mogan's points, 1 on his left and 1 on his right. Shea Malone continued with Donegal in his debut year with a score. Michael Murphy returned with 2 important scores. Murphy back into the fray for Donegal. Oisin Gallen also back as well. He got in the score sheet too. Kieran Moore and the goalkeeper Gavin Mulroney also found the target. So it's been a good day for Donegal here. It's back-to-back wins in the National Football League. It's 2 from 2, and Donegal off to a very, very strong start in the competition. Full-time score, Donegal 122, Kerry 118.